Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Monday, January 30th, 2023. I'm Naima Latif, and today we join Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker as he celebrates the ribbon cutting for the new student center at the College of Lake County in Waukegan, Illinois. This center represents some of the major renovations and improvements at the educational institutions across Illinois. And Governor J.B. Pritzker, along with other local and state officials, were on hand today to celebrate this event and to speak more about the financial support that's going into the educational institutions throughout Illinois. So now let's join them at the College of Lake County in Waukegan for this special celebration and ribbon cutting attended by Governor J.B. Pritzker today. And Governor J.B. Pritzker offered his remarks, giving those in attendance an opportunity to hear his vision for Illinois and to share in the festivities as Governor Pritzker joined administrative officials at the college, giving them an opportunity to express their appreciation for the improvements that are coming to the College of Lake County. Let's join them now.
Good morning. I'm Lori Suddick, and I have the honor of serving students in our communities as president of College of Lake County. On behalf of the College of Lake County Board of Trustees, staff, faculty, and students, welcome to our Lakeshore Campus Student Center and the Eleanor Murky Community Center, which will be dedicated on February 5th. The Lakeshore Campus Student Center serves as a hub to strengthen and expand community, business, and educational partnerships that will advance the economic and workforce outcomes for Lake County. The Lakeshore campus will further the implementation of student-ready holistic support structures aimed to eliminate the barriers keeping students from accessing and staying engaged in their educational journey. The Lakeshore Campus Student Center project spans decades of time, sustaining through multiple boards, college presidents, governors, and community leaders. The Student Center symbolizes the through line, bridging the visions of those who came before us with our present vision for the future, the revitalization of our Lakeshore campus. For our North Shore communities who have been on this decades-long journey with us, the Lakeshore Campus Student Center serves as a symbol of the resilience and hope of the communities of people who will flow through it. The college is grateful for the priorities set on equity and educational attainment by Governor Pritzker, the Board of Higher Education, and the Illinois Community College Board. This student center continues CLC's transformative journey to equity and access and success that started years ago. The center advances the vision to create a vibrant urban campus environment in the heart of Waukegan during mutually beneficial experiences between the college its students, and our community. In 2018, we re-engaged our community partners in listening sessions. These sessions serve to elevate the voices of our community members representing education, business, and workforce, city, community, and county, community organizations, and they shared their ideas for this Lakeshore campus. These community voices were woven with the voices of students, faculty, and staff, helping to shape the vision for this campus, and it has guided our work for the last several years. These revitalization efforts implemented since that time drive workforce development and educational attainment. We've implemented an automation robotics mechatronics lab, a heating ventilation air conditioning lab. We've completed classroom modernization, technology upgrades, new arts programming, a new bookstore, a new student life room, updates to the Children's Learning Center. We facilitate the Workforce Equity Initiative grant from this location, providing hundreds of students access to family-sustaining careers tuition-free. We've implemented apprenticeships in high-demand skill jobs, and we've launched our first Spanish cohort for early childhood, and we've raised $4.7 million in donations specific to this campus for capital and programming support. The visioning sessions of 2019 also set the course for College of Lake County's next phase of work, including a $6 million renovation of the 33 North vacated spaces that will bring new academic programs to this campus, and our vision for an urban farm that addresses food insecurity and small business development. The key to this success is through our strategic collaborative partnership as we aim for one common goal. CLC is fortunate to have many community partners and leaders who are present here today. And I'd like to acknowledge our Board of Trustees, Chair Howland, Vice Chair Shroka, Secretary of the Board, Trustee Tori Newsom, and Trustee Paul Virgilio for their support and guidance in this work. We have many partners here, City of Waukegan, Lake County Board, Lake County Forest Preserve, the Park District. We also have our ecosystem partners, the University Center, K-12 Workforce Development Board partners as well. We thank them all for their dedication and commitment to our common vision. I would like to thank Executive Director Jim Underwood of the Capital Development Board and his team for their support and diligent work to bring this project to completion. And thank you, Governor Pritzker, for supporting this long-awaited project. Your support of higher education and the recognition that community colleges are the key to success for communities across the state of Illinois is greatly appreciated. Community colleges, as the only open access arm of higher education, drive through locally focused partnerships to serve as economic engines that ensure the economic and social mobility for our citizens of Illinois through achievement of industry-relevant credentials to attain rewarding careers, successful transfer to universities of their choice, and it helps to ensure a skilled, diverse talent pipeline for our workforce. The Student Center expansion comes at a right time as we face the greatest workforce scarcity shortage in our nation's history, while we are also engaging in rebuilding our communities and supporting individuals post-pandemic. Education is a solution to these challenges, particularly community colleges, as they serve a critical role as solution providers to these challenges given their open access mission and the local connections to community and workforce, ensuring that the credentials we deliver are relevant to the context of the communities and people we serve. At CLC, we meet people where they are and we get them where they want to go, providing holistic supports for their personal, academic, and career success. CLC will leverage this student center along with its other delivery spaces on the Lakeshore campus, as well as our recently launched Advanced Technology Center in Gurnee to revitalize and support our North Shore communities and Lake County. On behalf of the Board of Trustees, faculty, staff, and students, I offer our appreciation to Governor Pritzker for his support of College of Lake County. And it is now my sincere honor to introduce our esteemed Governor, J.B. Pritzker.
Well, thank you very much, President Sedek, and it really is an honor and a privilege to be back here and to be welcomed back to the College of Lake County by you. And I also want to thank so many people that are here in the room, and I promise that we'll try not to keep repeating the thanks, but there really are so many people deserving of recognition and thanks. And so I'll try to avoid the ones that have already been mentioned and say a few others. But let me start with just thanking the Lieutenant Governor, Juliana Stratton, who really, you know, terrific partner in governance, making things happen for the people of Illinois. And, of course, our Lake County Chair, Sandy Hart, and, we'll hold the applause till the end. And Zion Mayor Bill McKinney and Senator Adrian Johnson, Representatives Rita Mayfield and Joyce Mason. I want to thank the State's Attorney of Lake County, Eric Reinhart, who's doing just an outstanding job. Thank you for everything that you're doing. And I want to recognize the men and women of organized labor who have made all of this possible for Lake County and who do such an outstanding job. I mean, just look at the workmanship in this building. So thank you to all of them. We can give them all a round of applause. Yeah. And a broad thank you to all of the business leaders and the government leaders and education leaders who have joined us today. It's always great to be with you to celebrate progress for this county and for this region. Just over 3 years ago, I announced the state's $35 million grant to support the construction of a state-of-the-art multipurpose facility here at the College of Lake County. And it brings me great joy to join you all today for the fruition of that investment and all the hard work that you all have put in to be here at this official grand opening of the new Lakeshore Campus Student Center. I know there'll be a naming ceremony in just a few days, but I'll just say that for me anyway, seeing this in this amazing condition and all of the people with smiles on their faces that are walking through the door gives me personally great joy. This LEED Platinum certified building is 63,000 square feet of state-of-the-art support for student life. Students enter to find a gleaming welcome center to direct them where they go, with every option ranging from the testing center to the library, the adult education hub, to the medical office, assistant labs, nursing classrooms, and a phlebotomy lab. And maybe they just come to meet up with classmates to study or to work on a project or just to hang out, all with the stunning views of Lake Michigan and the surrounding community here from the upper terrace. By combining state and local resources, we open doors for universities and colleges to embrace growth in new ways. Thanks in part to these investments, the College of Lake County has been able to advance its Lakeshore commitment, offering its students more classes than ever, expanding program offerings in fields like manufacturing and hospitality, digital media and horticulture, and entrepreneurship. We're bringing new life to every college and university in Illinois these days. Just this week, construction is kicking off on a brand new facility at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign campus. And a few months ago, we funded a new Performing Arts Center building at Western Illinois University. We're upgrading facilities all over the state, making sure that we're modernizing the education facilities available to students and making sure that we're lifting up the entire state of Illinois in the process. These investments in higher education are a microcosm of what we're doing across the state, building the assets that lift up the people of our state by modernizing education, commerce, transportation, to make us even more competitive in the global economy. Our Rebuild Illinois Capital Plan that some of the folks behind me helped to pass in 2019, is fueling our leadership in the decades ahead and creating hundreds of thousands of jobs along the way. Those dollars are already hard at work here in Lake County, even beyond this campus. Last summer, I announced a $30 million investment to support 14 different critical stormwater projects here in Lake County, ensuring that the waterways that make this region such a great place to live are also efficient, safe, and healthy. I know people are sometimes bored to hear about sewers and water systems and, you know, all the things that are underneath the roadways of our cities and our towns, but they really are what make life better for people. In fact, Rebuild Illinois has in total already invested over $1.1 billion in Lake County alone. And that includes renovations here, of course, and Rosalind Franklin Medical School, and to adding lanes to Illinois 131, to supporting community improvements like the Route 66 bike path, more accessible sidewalks, and resurfaced local roads. These are state dollars that allow Lake County to reallocate its own local dollars for other parts of the community, critical savings for local property taxpayers. All in all, with the leadership of Sandy Hart and your Lake County Board, along with your stellar team of state lawmakers and all the local officials, you are seeing and will continue to see real improvements in the things that matter day to day to you and your families. There's more work ahead, but Lake County's future is bright, and I'm very happy to be here today to celebrate that future with you. And it's now my great honor to introduce truly the best lieutenant governor the state has ever had, Juliana Stratton.
Hello, everyone. I am Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton. I use she, her pronouns, and it is so great to be back here in Waukegan. I'm always honored to serve alongside our great governor. Thank you, Governor Pritzker, for your commitment to making the investments that uplift Illinoisans, including all of our students. The governor has already acknowledged the incredible leaders standing with us today, so in the interest of time, I'll simply say, to the elected officials and staff representing local offices, to Dr. Suttick and the Board of Trustees and the leadership of the College of Lake County, and to the builders, architects, partners, and all who made this center possible, thank you for your efforts. It's so great to join all of you and to come together to make it clear that students and educational institutions like the College of Lake County deserve our support to thrive. We know the tremendous impact education can have, not just on students' lives, but their families and communities as well. And we see it in action right here at the College of Lake County. On this campus, the next generation that will carry the reins and take our state further are gaining the skills to become their best selves and contribute to what's next. So I want to take a moment to just shine a light on the educators and members of the administration who are a part of that mission every single day. It's up to all of us to ensure that you can continue changing lives and that your students are seen, supported, and set up for success. The historic bipartisan Rebuild Illinois plan is playing a critical role in doing just that. Rebuild Illinois is more than just investing in the infrastructure of our state and that our state and our schools need. It's also about creating pathways for innovation and connecting communities so that we can grow as one Illinois. It's about working together to show what is possible when we join forces in the shared mission of building a better, brighter future for all. From sustainability embedded in the design of this student center, to providing the Waukegan community a space to gather, to expanding resources that will enhance students' education, this ribbon cutting exemplifies just how far we can go and how Rebuild Illinois can help us get there. To the students of College of Lake County, know that these improvements speak to the potential you hold and that all of us here today support you in seeing it flourish. And I can't wait to see all that you will accomplish, and as I hope is clear by everyone here today, we will be right there cheering you on every step of the way. Thank you, and it's now my honor to pass it over to a highly qualified legislator who is passionate about serving for the betterment of all communities, Illinois State Senator Adrian Johnson.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor, and good morning, everyone. First of all, I want to thank Lieutenant Governor Stratton. Give her another round of applause. She's so amazing. And thank you to Governor Pritzker for your leadership, for investing in higher education and education at all levels. Thank you for your leadership. And I want to thank my colleagues, Representatives Mayfield and Mason, for the work that you do. And I'm looking forward to working with you this session. As I know, Representative Mason, you're on the Secondary Education Committee, and I'm the chair of the Education Committee in the Senate. So I look forward to working with you in the future. And I want to thank all the leaders here and thank all of you for coming out. What an exciting day for Waukegan. What an exciting day for Lake County. And, you know, and how apropos that we are gathered in the Illinois Murky Center. And so I know we're going to have a formal naming and rollout, but it's really apropos seeing how she was the first dean of the Lake County campus. So we really appreciate being here. And then I'm not going to repeat all that was said, but it was very exciting, this program and the great opportunities for the students here in Waukegan and in Lake County. This is an amazing center with great opportunities, and I am so excited and I'm thrilled to be here today with all of you. Education is a great equalizer, and it plays a vital role in building a thriving community and sustaining our future's economy. And this is great for not just Waukegan, but Lake County. So this is good for development, and it's going to continue to be a thriving municipality and city, and look forward to it. Look at these amazing views. And so thank you for everyone who played a role in building this great building and institution. I look forward to it. And then I want to thank all of you again for being here. And this is going to provide students in our district the opportunity to live out their promise and to live out their dreams. And so with that, I want to bring up my partner here in the northern end of the 30th District, our amazing state representative, Rita Mayfield.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing such a momentous occasion. State Representative Rita Mayfield, I'm born and raised in Waukegan. I graduated Waukegan High School. Waukegan is my home. So when I talk about what I see here today, I am just filled with emotion. You know, having taken classes in the original building, you know, and for those of you who have taken classes, you know what I'm talking about. This is just it's a huge difference. As I walked through this building, I was just filled with emotion, you know, enough to, I almost wanted to cry. It was just so beautiful. My first thought was, I need to take another class. So, you know, but I want that same enthusiasm for our students as they're coming through here, you know, for our community. This right here is transformational to our community, and I truly, truly want to thank Governor J.B. Pritzker for what we have here today. Let me be clear. Without his leadership, we would not be here. We've had other failed administrations who came through Waukegan, took photo ops, made promises, and not one of them kept their promise. J.B. Pritzker is a man of his word, and he kept his promise to the citizens of Waukegan, which is why we have this beautiful building here. He kept his promise to this through his $45 billion initiative, Rebuild Illinois, he is rebuilding the entire state. As you heard, he's already put $1 billion into Waukegan itself. But just imagine what that $45 billion is going to look like across the state when you have somebody who actually cares about the community.
from building the infrastructure, from those sewers, those streets, those roads, to our buildings. You know, he's invested in our early childhood education. He's invested in our pre-K, K through 12, our colleges, our universities. He is investing in the future of Illinois. When I tell you that I am so proud to stand here under his leadership, under the leadership of the greatest governor in the nation, okay, can I say that again? All right. This is momentous. I will not belabor the point. Thank you to our builders. You are looking at quality throughout this building, and we thank you for all that you do for us, Lake County Building and Trades. And just thank you again, Governor Pritzker. I'd like to bring up my colleague in the House who just, she is truly dynamic. She really works for her people, Representative Joyce Mason. There she is on that side. Thank you so much. Representative Mayfield is a hard act to follow. My mentor, my friend, thank you. I am Joyce Mason. I proudly represent the 61st District, which includes Zion Beach Park, Winthrop Harbor, Wadsworth, Third Lake, and parts of Waukegan, Gurnee, Lake Villa, and Lindenhurst. I'm so excited to be here today to help celebrate the opening of this amazing campus at the CLC Lakeshore campus, this amazing addition. This is not only an incredible thing for the city of Waukegan, and it is, but this beautiful new student center will also expand opportunities and inspire future dreams for countless residents throughout northeastern Illinois. Congratulations to the College of Lake County, to Dr. Suddick, the CLC trustees, on this historic moment. I'm truly grateful to them, and also to the county board, to Governor Pritzker, who has been a devoted champion for education at all levels for decades, and to Lieutenant Governor Stratton, an incredible advocate for education and equity, for investing in our community, and most importantly, in our people. You're sending a message today to all that equity and diversity are a priority here, and that the people of this community are worthy of the services, the education, and the opportunities that this facility will provide. You're also telling our employers that their success and growth matters, as certainly our available workforce will be stronger and more competitive than ever because of what they'll receive here today. I have absolutely been beaming since I walked through those doors today. I'm truly excited about the possibilities that this expansion will create right now and for generations to come. And you'll always have my full support in making those possibilities a reality. Thank you.
And that was the statements by the state officials and local educational officials at the lakeshore of Lake County. And this was another opportunity for Governor J.B. Pritzker to remind Illinoisans of the importance of education. He and his Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, again, stressing the importance of putting money behind the necessary developments that will make life better for those living in the state of Illinois. That's all for today. I'm Naima Latif. You've been listening to On Air Daily News. Join us tomorrow, again, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern. Until that time, enjoy the rest of your day.